Did you watch the game?
I watched the game, and the commentators are talking about Amari Cooper.
Uh-huh.
New trade. You know, I know so much about football. Saw the trade come through. I was a little confused at first, though.
You're like, let me check my fantasy team. Do I have him? I don't know.
I saw the trade come through. Okay, go ahead.
I was a little bit confused at first because it said he was a pro bowler. And I really didn't think that bowling was that transferable of a skill.
Oh, my Lord.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. No, I did. Well, because here's why. Because when the first draft happened this summer, they drafted in like a rugby player and somebody was like a wrestler.
Yeah,
so I was
did.
Like, oh, maybe they're trying a
now
bowler
we're getting
now.
Bowlers.
You know what? I want to mute her mic so bad, but she's so funny right now.
I know.
Innocently honest she is. She doesn't know pro bowler means you went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You've been voted on as a high elite athlete receiver. Yes.
I thought his wrist flick was really good from bowling.
Coop! Down the bowling alley, Coop! He can work that 7-10 split.
That is funny.
Wow.
I'm good for you. You know what? I'm not even going to make fun of you because you really are trying to get into football. You're trying. God bless you.
Hang on. What else did you observe in the game yesterday?
So I thought that people were just really mad. It turns out they were just warming up to kick. I saw them running up to the ball in the black mesh thing and kicking it. I was like, are they just really mad? Is this an anger management tool? I thought they were running up because they were mad. They were warming up their leg to go kick.
Yes. They would be the kicker.
Anger management before the game.
Although that's a good idea because frequently you'll see they throw that iPad. That's
De-stress. Kick into the net. Breathe.
Don't kick into the net, honey.
Breathe.
Go roll the bowling ball. Whatever you got
to
do.
Yeah. But your B-Morning Coffee Club, you know we're here to help. Getting the sleep and having a better night's sleep can all be about the food you eat before you go to bed.
Mm.
They're saying avoid sugary foods, okay? Avoid very processed food. Avoid alcohol to get a good night's sleep. Some snacks, because sometimes, you know, we've been going all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just want a little nibble. A banana's good before you go to bed.
Banana?
Almonds are good before you go to bed.
Okay.
Oatmeal. Turkey. That makes sense to me.
Turkey?
You have the naps after Thanksgiving, so why not do it every night? A couple slices, right?
What's it called? Tryptamine or something like that?
Yeah, the long word. I can't spell or say.
It makes you sound so smart, TJ, when you try to say that word. I've just never been more impressed by you.
Go on,
Kiwi can help you sleep better at night. Greek yogurt. I like Greek yogurt sometimes before night. It just soothes my stomach. Then I get up and I'm... Everything's moving and flowing. Oh, that's just me, though.
Oh, so much information. more than I remember asking
for. I do things to help others. I'm the guinea pig, okay?
You know how I've been doctoring up my Greek yogurt?
With what?
I've been putting chocolate protein powder in.
Okay.
And then it kind of, I pretend like it's chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, good for you.
It's actually kind of good.
Because you lie to yourself? You do a lot of pretending over there with what you're eating because she does it with that morning oat stuff too. I wish I could like Greek yogurt. I don't know why I can't. I just got to plug my nose and just find a way to eat it.
Or like me, peanut butter, granola, honey. You don't even taste the yogurt.
Ice cream.
No, they have that Ninja Creamy where it's supposed to turn like yogurt at home into like a frozen ice cream. I want to try it so bad.
You think
but
that
I can't...
would make it more bearable?
Yes. But I can't justify buying one. And it's been trendy for a couple of years now. Every time I go to the thrift store, I'm like, is there a Ninja Creamy here yet? Where's the Ninja Creamies?
Looking for the used.
Yes. They're like $250. I'm like, okay.
I didn't even know about that. What is it called? Yeah. Ninja Creamy?
You haven't heard about the Ninja Creamy? But we're on different sides of TikTok, which is shocking because it has to do with food.
I know. but the theory of this is making it so it's like ice cream. So you put it in a cone. Anything in a cone tastes better? Is that the theory?
No, like the Ninja Creamy, instead of like blending it in a blender, it takes it. You put frozen stuff in. And it makes it like you can make like a blizzard at home. Like it's supposed to make it like a creamy ice cream, whatever you put in. So people are making sorbet and sherbet and frozen yogurt and ice cream all at home with this Ninja Creamy.
All right.
My grandma used to have an old ice cream maker in a bucket.
Oh, we had one of those with the rock salt.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of work.
Okay. I was like, can I throw me some yogurt in there? I don't know. Till the other kind is more affordable.
You know we're here for you, and sometimes you're here for us. Garage sales. We're still promoting through October. You have is it Ninja Creamy?
A Ninja Creamy.
Ninja Creamy at your garage sale.
Or
please
any
let us
other
know.
Estate sale.
Yes. We'll post it all, WBEE.com. And thank you in advance.